This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hey, get busy with the fizzy, mate. Hey, diddling, you all right?
Yeah, all right, man. Oh. I'm going to have a show, yeah.
You sound all you sound all muffled.
Look at the right thing plugged in? No, I don't.
Oh, no, that sounds better.
Hang on.
Oh.
Let's get into studio
C. Ah, right, your microphone was up your ass again, was it? Sorry, the prison wallet. Apparently that's what the cool kids call it.
Yeah, like yelling out. Well, it's near kids, but they're cool or not.
There
we go. That should be better.
Aye. Oh, look, he's wearing his apparatus T-shirt. Yeah, aww. So totally got the times wrong, because it's been so long, I've forgotten what bloody time to do things, so Jesus. Episode 5. Oh, yeah. Hello, listeners. Intro, whatever. Episode 520. It plods on ever forward. Oh, hang on a minute. Where's me? Oh, there we go. I've got me Gabba Pale Ale. I've got me Lucky Saint 0.5% lemon lager. It's just like drinking a shandy bass. It's lovely.
Shandy bass, was that made with fish?
No, shandy bass.
It's trout water.
I think bass was like a company name, wasn't it, Dom?
Yeah, bass is the brewery.
Yeah, the brewery.
Shandy
bass. Yeah, it was like very weak lager, sort of like with a bit of lemon or lime in it. It's very nice and refreshing and crispy, I'll have you know.
Okay. It was 1 or 2%, and it was sold to kids. Anyone could buy it. There was no restriction on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
It's the same as you buy the chocolate cigarette, and if you buy booze when you're a fucking 9-year-old.
Chocolate cigarettes. Now, I remember those. You could get some. Oh, God, we're talking about sweets that we used to eat when we were lads. You could get those little cigarette sweets. They were just like tubes, solid tubes of pure white sugar. And one end was painted red, so it literally looked like a little cigarette. And we had those as sweets when we were kids. Well, mind you, back then it was considered healthy. Like if you had a cough, have 20 Benson and Hedges. That'll get rid of your cough.
You laid up on some bloody Marlboro.
I'll clear your lungs out.
Yeah. Oh God, Marlboro Red. I can't believe I used to smoke Marlboro Reds. And when I was feeling particularly cool, i.e., a wanker. Camel unfiltered. Jeez, it's almost as bad as Gulwa, isn't it?
No. couldn't do the French ones. I never liked
don't be so racist.
Camel, but yeah. When I was 18, I thought, I think I'll start smoking, and I bought the 20 Marlboro Red. And for 12 years, I fucking smoked in it just because of that stupid decision. Would have saved a fortune.
Bloody hell.
What was the first thing you smoked, Kat, other than a policeman's cock?
Yeah, cock.
I don't know where that came from. Oops.
Oh, God. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I was hanging out with some friends, and they smoked and I didn't. So we don't want to take cigarettes home because our mums will smell it on us. So I was like, give it to me. So I was doing that for weeks, just taking their cigarettes home and just putting them in my sock drawer, and then I'd give them back to them the next time we caught up. But then one night I thought, you know what, I might try these. These might be good. And it turns out, no, they were shit. But yeah, I smoked about half a packet.
You felt cool.
You go down that slippery slope. I'm talking about policemen's cocks again, aren't I? Jeez. Leave the policeman's cock out of this, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I can't find the right fucking charger.
Pointed his anus towards the policeman.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's polite, isn't it?
It's how you get out of a fine.
I'm not going to tar them all with the same brush. Okay, there's a few rotten apples, but, you know.
Yeah, but they spoil the bats.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Otherwise, right in the side, though.
Yes. Yeah. So, how's your week been, Cat?
My week, Cat. Well, the house is moving along nicely. They've taken all the scaffolding away from the side of it. All the cabinetry's been put in. All the waterproofing's been done in the wet areas. What else has been done? I've got a quote for replacing about 100 metres of fucking fence around the block. So that's Jesus. Great.
100 bloody hell.
Yes, that's quite a lot of feet or yards. Yeah, I've got a roof. It's not a hobbity one either.
Yeah. Where
no circular doors.
Oh, where? circular doors, yeah. Where are you going to put the machine gun turret?
Just inside the front door.
You're not going to have it on the top of the house?
Is it a house or a submarine?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to get up there, though. I've got to get out and fucking get a ladder.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
A bit annoying.
David knows stuff
for
doing that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have the home help do all that sort of stuff. My goodness. I was thinking of my ideal house, actually, and while we're talking about houses, I think my ideal house would actually be a bungalow. I'd have a cellar, like a basement, like stall.
With a sex dungeon.
Yeah, sex dungeon. All that sort of stuff, my studio. but I just like one floor, like a bungalow. I think that'd be nice. Wouldn't have to worry about being old and falling down the stairs, would you?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Because you're so old, you can't do stairs anymore. You don't want to spring out for a fucking stand and stair lift.
Ah, I bet they're great fun.
Tight bastard.
I wonder if you can turbocharge them. I'm sure that was in a film or some description. You sound exasperated, Kat. Are you all right?
I just woke up. I've inhaled half a cup of coffee to try and wake myself up. What else have I done? I've watched the F1 movie.
So you watched the what movie?
The week before.
The what?
F1.
Oh, right. And what did you think of it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Some parts of it felt like they were like explaining things too much. So it's like,
It was
obviously for an American audience.
It's like,
Which
I suppose it is. Yeah. Like, this is a car. Oh, what?
It doesn't just go around in circles.
It's a very fast car.
Like some of the commentary during the races was. It was too centered around this at one team. Like they could have been showing like anything other, not a lot, just other small parts of the race. So you knew it was just wasn't about this one thing, this team, which was no good. So yeah, they could have done that. So that was a bit more realistic. But otherwise, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, it was well done.
Yeah, oh, cool. Yeah, I thought it was all right. I mean,
with the American commentators.
No, they use the English ones, Martin Brundle and stuff from the old Sky F1 team.
Right.
I mean,
I have no intention of watching the film at all. Did they do what they did in Ted Lasso, where they had English commentators on talking about English football and then saying things like, oh, it's a 0-0 tie because it's written by Americans for Americans?
No.
Or did they use like English commercialisms?
No, it was it was pretty much the English manner of speaking. I mean, as an F1 fan, the actual spectacle of the racing footage was really good. I mean, like the plot was balls, but of course you expect that with that sort of film. Yeah, there's obviously got to be a love interest. Hard bitten hag suddenly melts at the sight of Brad Pitt's throbbing member. Yeah.
Yeah, but what about
your
place? Brad Pitt is something else.
Yeah, he's only a couple of years older than me, I think. Well, how old is he?
He's not older than you.
Fuck off. I think he might be.
You're thinking of fucking Charlie Chaplin. No, you're thinking of Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, no, Brad. You horrible bastards. No, Brad Pitt.
You're thinking of Henry VIII.
Oh, well, that's a drug term, that is. Oh, give us a Henry, mate. I've got 15 quid. Brad Pitt, 61, I'll have you know. And I'm a young 57.
That'll make you feel good when you look at him.
Yeah, you see,
Yeah, he does still look good. Yeah, well, fucking hell, all right, Jesus Christ.
We've missed this, come on.
I didn't come here to be insulted. Well, where'd you normally go? Oh, you fuck off as well. Jesus, bloody character assassination o'clock. because me and Dom did meet at 9:30 because we're sad, boring old men, and like we had a chat for about 30 minutes, and then of course my walnut of a bladder said, right, off you must piss. So we had a wee pee break, and then I'm all old and respectable now. Respectable. And now, right, Tweaky. Something like that. Oh, not heard him in a while.
Good old Mel Blanc.
Yes, there was Mel Blanc that did the voice for Tweaky, wasn't it? He did all, he did a lot of the,
yes,
was it the Disney voices or the Hanna-Barbera? I don't know.
Warner Brothers.
Mel Blanc. Yeah,
Twiggy actually sounds like Bugs Bunny when you mentioned that.
Yeah, he did. He became worldwide. I'm reading off the Home of Made Up Facts, Wikipedia. The golden age of American animation as the voices of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Tweety, Sylvester, Yosemite Sam, Foghorn. Oh, I liked Foghorn Leg. My favourite one was Droopy. Droopy, the I think it was supposed to be a basset or something.
Reminds you of your cock.
Yeah.
Your penis.
Yes. Yeah, I said penis, not dog.
Fuck. You guys, what's happened in your lovely weeks?
Well, I had a birthday, became even older, and the lovely lady wife, female, bought me an espresso machine, so I'm on my path to becoming a coffee snob now. Although I've been told, like, there's a grade higher than coffee snobs, coffee cunts, I think, and they said that you can't have coffee grounds. You've got to grind your own beans. To which my argument in the last episode, 30 minutes ago, was, well, if you grind it down, then it's ground coffee. So why just have beans? You fucking melts.
Apparently it's going to be freshly ground.
Fucking wanker.
And then it's going to be the beans that have been eaten by an elephant and then shat out.
Yes, I've heard of those.
Then you mix them with something else.
More shit. Or is it cum?
Bean regatta.
Because I saw an advert for those Tommy Robinson coffee beans where it's like coffee that is spunked out whilst wanking. And if you join the reform party, then you get a free sachet of it. So,
and your face interest.
Yes. Good old Stephen Yaxley Lennon, the fucking cunt. But, hang on a minute, cunt.
There's a bunch of those cunts marching in Melbourne.
Oh, there we go.
2 a.m.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you've not mentioned politics for 15 minutes, mate. Come on, quick.
Yeah, there's a bunch of white supremacists marching through down the streets in Melbourne, like in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night? Why is that?
When they
think they will find the ethnics. Jesus.
Well, there'd
be a fair chance they've got this shit kicked out of them if there's fucking in the middle of the day. That wouldn't have gone down very well at all. The police are just like, yeah, off you go, wander around, this threaten people, whatever, that's fine.
Yeah, that's nice. If they kind of ban it, then I don't know. You're banning them, you're making them underground. Just as Kenny Everett would say, round them up, put them in the field, and bomb the bastards. I'll see if I can find a clip of that.
Yeah, underground sounds good. Like 6 feet under.
Yeah, isn't it? Bomb the boss. Now, what was the character name? Kenny Everett bombed the bastards. Oh, here we go.
Here's what we do. Anybody wearing red? Anybody who's left-handed? Anybody with a funny walk? Anybody who doesn't love apple pie on Sunday? Anybody who's never seen a Debbie Reynolds movie? We'll round them up put them in a field and bomb the bastards!
he was brilliant. Did you ever see footage of him when he did his radio shows? In between the speaking and sometimes during the speaking, he'd be like pulling out cartridges and swapping all the different cartridges for the pre-recorded sketches he did and loading like reels of tape. It was quite mad watching him work. It's not just him going, la, 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 funny joke, I'm getting AIDS soon, you know, that thing. He was also operating like all the decks and everything. Amazing.
Yeah. Cool. I used to love that show when I was a kid.
Yeah. Who's that other guy who was very funny? I remember him being on Adrian Just. He played quite a lot of funny stuff. Yeah. Say Jimmy Savile? No, we did. Used to listen
to. You want to hear, don't you?
No, that's what I thought you said. No, we used to bloody listen to him though on Sunday afternoons when Granny and Grandpa came over and my mum would do a roast. They always came on. Bloody playing 50s and 60s shite. Right. We all like a bit of roast beef, yeah?
Yeah, boy.
Spit roast?
Yes, I got the joke. What's really nice with your roast beef dinner, right, along with everything else that you'd normally put on it, slice some onions and slice some cucumber, put them in a bowl and drench them in vinegar, and then that's a very nice accompaniment to your roast beef. There you go. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I'm fucking hungry now.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very nice.
I've not tried that. That's kind of like, what's the German stuff? Not sauerkraut.
Nazis.
Nazis.
Sauerkraut.
I've been going through vinyl, old vinyl, and I've done all my single artists, and now we're on to the compilation albums. And I heard a song, and it's in the background, and I was on a call, so I couldn't turn it down. But luckily, I had it very low, and I'm sure it was Mel Smith, and it was called The Hitler Rap.
What?
Is that such a thing? Yeah, Mel Smith, Hitler Rap. Because every now and again, I hear Doris and Wayfarer do better lose.
Well, that was a Mel Brooks one.
Oh, it could be Mel Brooks, that more likely.
This sounds like it's going to be awful. Oh, no, I remember that one. To be or not to be. That's fucking awful. The Hitler Rap. Yeah, no, Jesus.
Yeah, it's in the background. I couldn't turn it down, but fortunately, the other end of the call couldn't hear it.
Dear, oh dear. I think that's the sort of thing they probably play on the radio station I'm going to be at tomorrow. All racist, all white.
How's that going?
All something. That's going right. My primary audio venture, the Better Sound Experience on Noisebox Radio, that's going really well. I'm really enjoying that. That's good. Not else going on, really.
We've not spoken since I bought my red vinyl, have we?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a customer. One of the customers of my Final Hour vinyl release from Dakota Music Media. I think I've only got about 3 copies left. They're all sold. Don bought one. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and the plan was to have it playing in the background as we were on one of these calls. Oh. I didn't realise that it's so fucking, so mom and pop style that you'd be doing it yourself and putting an envelope and sending it away. I thought it'd be a company doing it. I didn't realise that you're going first name terms for every sale. So I was like, oh, fucking hell, I just spoiled it. Oh, it's a surprise.
What do you mean? It's a personal signed arts card with download.
I noticed that, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't use it. I noticed it, though.
Oh, right. Well, you can download it in FLAC or WAV if you're a particular audio snob. I was thinking of, because this place, they also do flexi discs. I was thinking of getting some funny bits from this, and putting them on a flexi disc for a laugh. And just like.
Flexi discs are overrated.
Yeah. I've still got a flexi-disc, actually. It's of Adam and the Ants doing a cover version of YMCA, but it's called ANTS. In fact, I played it on last week's Bitter Sound Experience on noiseboxradio.com, and that went down well.
I'm sure I did. I've got a flexi-disc. It's an ABC. I can't remember what song it is.
The Look of Love.
It probably is, yeah. It's a yellow one. I don't remember where it is now, but I'm sure I felt it and it didn't feel like I could feel anything.
I'll bet you felt it. Ooh. Saucy little cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What have you been up to, Dom?
Working, mate. Been a busy week, so yeah, finally got it over the line on Friday, handed it over and fucking collapsed onto the floor.
Collapsed into a warm vagina.
Yes.
Best place.
Excuse me, missus. I'm a married man.
Yes. Oh, I don't have to sing anymore. I can press that button. Yeah, it's good.
Grange Hill.
It's really annoying, actually, dear listener. I'm speaking through my pod mic, my Rode pod mic USB. I was going to plug in my big, expensive condenser microphone here, but it's bloody cross. Well, you can't see the video, dear listener, unless you pay for the Patreon. How much is it per show now we're charging?
£700,
£8,000. I was going up to say £8,000. Bloody hell.
But worth it.
The microphone is bloody cross threaded on the mount, so it's really annoying. I'm going to have to get a wrench out, Mrs. And do things. And not vagina. Yeah, I'm just worried I'm going to break the microphone because it's a fucking expensive microphone.
Oh, you're rich, you just got another one.
Huh? Well, to be fair, it is quite dusty, so I might as well just throw it in the bin and buy another one.
Yeah.
That was funny, Kat, by the way.
All right.
Thanks.
I'll make a note of that. Wait up.
Yeah.
No, my pen stopped working, sorry.
Yeah, Pen, you bloody snapped your crayon and it's fallen into your spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of spaghetti, funnily enough, I was a little bit stoned last weekend and I bought myself some those Heinz tins of ravioli. The sort of thing that if you showed it to a true Italian, they'd probably clip you there and then or something. But they're great fodder when you're off your mash on THC. Two big tins of that. With some crusty bread, or if you're north of Watford, crusty bread. With hummus. Because...
What?
Yeah, a little bit of hummus as well on the side.
You have to fucking middle class everything, don't you, Tom?
Hummus is nice. It's just chickpeas. Hey, who doesn't like a chickpea? Yeah. If only someone could write a joke on that, eh?
I don't know. I'm just trying to work it backwards into the conversation, but no, everyone knows it's not
funny. What else has been going on? I've been avoiding the news. Right, this is why I avoid the news, because the last time I listened to the news, because even when I'm at radio, not Noise Box, but the FM one, I try and avoid the news as much as I can because it's just so depressing. And I made the mistake of listening and it was all about Trump moving submarines. I thought, oh, for fuck's sake, why are you moving your submarines? They're intercontinental. So like they can fly pretty much anywhere. It's literally just dick waving now, isn't it? That's pathetic.
Yeah. That's all ever is.
Yes.
Yes.
Some former Soviet, communist leader. Said something to Trump, says, right, I'm going to move my submarines closer to you then so they can bomb you quicker.
Bum you quicker? Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. That's an autobiography title for you.
Bum you quicker. My story, Dom Risk, bum you quicker.
Yeah. Bum you quicker.
At Penguin House. I'd love to write an autobiography. But I don't know, there is some stuff that would be really damaging to a certain miscreants if it got out. So, yeah.
Are you talking about the police?
I could write the autobiography Catelyn Rand did, sort of like make it into as if it was a fiction book, but it's actually her life story. That'd be quite good.
That's a common trope, that. I think a lot of people do that.
Do they now?
I believe so, yeah. Fictionalize it, but really it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Hey, Kat, how's Jenny?
Yes, dear. Yes, it's fine. She's got a couple of other companies chasing her that want to try and pry her out of her current role.
Oh, right.
So she's been talked into having conversations with those people next week.
Oh,
places.
Headhunting, they call it in England, where you get people chasing.
Yeah. So that's happening. Just busy with work. There's the usual bunch of shit going on with her family, which I'll probably at a point at the end to save you cutting that out.
Right.
Yeah, I remember you saying something.
Yeah.
Skipping over that.
It'll be a long
bit ironic. Yeah. Just skipping over that. Is it going to be ironic that you fucking take 7 years to build your house and then she'll get offered £1 million a year in Sydney or something and you're going to have to move?
God. Oh, mate. That would be infuriating, actually, wouldn't it?
That's one of the things. One of the places place she's working at the moment, they've just been bought and they may want to centralise things in Sydney. So we're trying to avoid having to go there. So that's because that would just be a monumental pain in the ass. I don't really want to live in Sydney.
You'd be right round the corner from Buckland. Can you imagine that?
Oh, it'd be great.
I'd still take
an hour and a half on public transport or in their traffic. Yeah. That would be another fucking nightmare.
Come on, I've got 7 podcasts I need to record. Need your help.
There's a whole bunch of shit going on, which is fucking, her family's like a fucking soap opera.
Oh, dear.
So there's all this bullshit going on in the background. That's about it, really.
What about more happy? How's the lad in his Heartbreak Pie Series 3?
Oh, yeah.
That hasn't come out yet. He's got a grant from the government to do something. I think he's got a decent chunk of cash for that. And he's got another, I think he sold the rights to a movie.
Bloody hell.
So, so he's doing okay, but he's having to work fucking back in nightclubs and shit at the moment just to fucking make ends meet, which he's not impressed with.
That's mad, though, that he's getting a real name for himself and he's building a good reputation based on his frankly excellent work. He's still having to... When's he going to start to get a bit of cash money from it? I mean, it's a hard thing, kind of.
He gets a ton of cash and then he mightn't have anything for fucking 8 months and then he'll get another ton of cash.
Oh, right,
he's going to try and... When he gets the cash, he's going to... hang on to it and make sure it's going to last. You don't know how exactly it's going to last for, so you're constantly writing and just trying to get the next thing out. Yeah. But
I couldn't live on
every... What's that?
If I got a big payday, I'd spunk it off in one fucking month and then I'd be like 7 months of no work coming in. Eating beans on toast and then massive payday, fire the shit. Then starve to death for 6 months.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think I could live that way.
Yeah.
My wife currently gets paid every month, which is ridiculous. So we've got to fucking put that in whatever account and all right, have things spread out over the month.
You weekly pay no more.
Payments and shit we have to make. I just get paid per job, so mine's regular. Right.
Bank job.
When the clients actually fucking pay on time, this is a fucking nice thing.
Bank job.
I just whip it out and off they go and then they give me the cash.
Oh dear, whip it out. Whip it real good. What was that? That was Devo, wasn't it?
Devo. With the silly hats.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
It's a flower pot man.
Yeah.
Now, there's a group called the Flower Pot Man and they're really good.
I do. Bonus counts.
No, you're thinking about the 1960s Beatniks, I think they were. Flower Pot Men Watching the Pharaohs. How do you spell Pharaohs? Oh, God.
P-H-A-R.
You sure?
No. I thought it was
P-H-A-R. Oh, no. It's P-H-A-R-O-A-H-S. Jesus Christ. Spelling. Anyway, this is the flower pot man I was thinking of. That's so 80s, isn't it? Those big bloody drum sounds. It's really good, though. I quite like that.
He's got the horn.
He's got a fucking horn. He's had the blue pill. Oh, dear.
I said, you can. You didn't. Fuck, you did. I said, you can.
Oh, that's Derek and Clive, isn't it?
Yes, you said you've got the horn, so it reminded me of that.
Yeah. One of the presenters I work with at Radio Jackie, Paul Anthony, he has got the classic radio voice. He's an absolute legend. He's a really nice guy as well. In between sort of bits where we're not doing our presenting and travel and DJ's presentary stuff and like the songs, well, basically when the songs run, he's always quoting Derek and Clive, and once he almost faded the mic up whilst he was still doing, oh God, what was he singing? He was singing, Dear Flo, I love you so, especially in your nightie, when the moonlight flits across your tits. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty. Yeah. And he almost did that on air, which wouldn't have gone down well.
Yeah.
Has a couple of rounds of my old man to dustman.
Oh, he's got cancer. Now, what do you think of that? Oi! He takes his fucking orbs and he shoves them up. Yeah, blimey. You can't say that now with the woke karate, can you?
go woke, go bro.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Who's heard the new Cardiac single?
Nice.
That's fucking brilliant. I'll fast forward a bit. Brilliant. I love it. It's absolutely amazing. Because just before, because like Tim Smith, the singer who's sadly died, who was in the middle of making their a new album for Cardiacs called LSD. And then he bloody had a stroke and a heart attack and, you know, he couldn't work on it anymore. But since his death, his brother, the bassist, was it Jim? He's been piecing together all like the bits from the recordings and have kind of made this posthumous album. Really looking forward to that. It's like the holy grail of Cardiac stuff, and it's actually going to see the light of the day, and I'm very excited. I bloody pre-ordered it on digital download, CD and vinyl, because I'm such a fucking twat. But I got a free T-shirt, which was nice. And, oh, yeah, and this is 100% genuine. Shall I tell you who owns my vinyl?
Me?
No.
Apart from you, Holly Johnson.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's one of my mates, a guy called Barry Goddard. He used to sing back up with Jimmy Somerville, then Jericho, and, you know, kind of guys like that. Gay as a window, absolutely brilliant bloke. But he's very, very good friends with Holly Johnson. And he said, oh, yeah, I've got this mate that does this music. So it'll be like Chameleons and March Violets. And Holly said, oh, I love that sort of stuff. Get me a copy. It's like, fucking hell. But he'll probably listen to it and then hear my ropey old voice and go, what the cock is that? Yeah.
I didn't know, like.
Yeah. So that's mad. Yeah. That was a bit
of Holly Johnson. I can't stand his fucking accent.
Oh,
he seems to be overly more Scouse than he should be.
Sometimes the Scouse accent and also some, but well, to a lesser degree, the Birmingham accent, it can kind of sound a little bit too much of the treble and mid-range, if you know what I mean, a little bit too squawky sometimes, but some are bloody delightful. Oh, God. This is where I think of a example to get myself out of the comedy cul-de-sac I've currently driven down. Fucking hell. No, the guy from Echo and the Bunnymen, he's got a lovely speaking scouse voice.
No, you're wrong. There's no fucking such thing as a nice scouse voice. Talking
shit, man. It's so racist. Will Sargent, listen to a bit of his audiobook. It's a very good.
Nope. Refuse to.
Yeah, you refuse to.
Refuse to. Accent I like. The accent I like is the Nottingham accent.
Nottingham accent. Accent. Let's see if we've got any highly amusing clips. very rude news bloopers in a wonderful Nottingham accent. Oh, that'll do.
But this argument, it goes on, the attempt to appeal to smokers' better nature to move off site, that carries on as well.
Seem to see if it works.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh, this bloke just walked behind the newscaster and shouted out, "Fucker in the cunt," when he was live on stage. Dear. Seven things we say in Nottingham. Okay. Yeah, all right, the fucking branding, cunt.
Hello, YouTube. Shock16 here. Just seen a...
What? Shock16? Oh, my God. Right.
Tag response Shock. Video by Lawn Boys post 1975. It was called... Let me just get it up.
Is that a Nottingham accent? It just sounds fairly normal.
No, I'm thinking more like Dead Man's Shoes or This Is England.
Oh, Dead Man's Shoes. That's such a good film.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
What, have you seen any films recently, Kat? Have you been to your local flea bit? The one that you were just talking about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, that one.
Memory, yeah. Yeah, don't bother with the new Jurassic Park film. The new Jurassic Park, I was just talking about it with Dom. It's fairly poor. Yeah. In fact, I'd go so far to say is it's piss poor.
Okay. I found a free copy of Frank, so I'll be watching that at some point soon.
Yeah, I want to watch that again. Defo. Most excellent
film. What?
Frank. Loosely based on Frank's side bottom, Dom already talked about it in the last one, so I could repeat it really. It's not that anyone listens to this pile of shit.
and let's be honest, it's 7 weeks between fucking releases because you're so slow at editing, so we would have forgotten what we said in the last episode.
Well, the last episode, I don't have to edit this one at the moment, so you know, it's just gonna go out with the front and the bumpers on, and that's it.
Rubber bumpers.
Did you just say rubber fanny? Rubber fanny?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, that's an episode title, Rubber Fanny, because it sounds like you're saying rub her fanny.
Well, that's
see?
It.
It's fucking cerebral comedy. It's like theatre of the mind, this, mate. Fucking.
Yeah, I work on so many levels. It's a description and it's an instruction.
Yes.
It's like the difference. What's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman? One's a description and one's an order.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No. Jesus Christ. Oh, dear.
That show, Welcome to Wrexham. I started watching that the other night.
Ryan Reynolds. Is any good?
Yeah. I saw... I'm only a couple of episodes in. I just saw there's in a YouTube rabbit hole where they're now... spending about £55 million or something, or some huge amount of money to rebuild the stadium in Wrexham. Like they're going to update it. And I thought, okay, I've heard about it before and just paid no attention to it. Like, oh, yeah, they bought a football team. Who gives a fuck? I'm not watching that. But yeah, I thought I'd have a look at it. And yeah, it seems okay but so far. So,
all right, cool.
Shite, then I'll, it's probably like a real life version of Ted Lasso, I suppose.
Kind of, yeah, and yeah, I referenced in Ted Lasso as well. I've watched them all.
Never seen Ted Lasso, as various people have told me that I should.
You should, yeah. it's coming back. Weirdly, it's coming back for a new series. So Bill Lawrence, who did Scrubs, is also doing a new series of Ted Lasso, a new series of Shrinking, which is the Harrison Ford and I can't remember his name. He might have I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Penis,
which is also really good. Penis, and they come for some reason they're coming back to do another series of Ted Lasso, which it kind of button ended nicely, so I don't know why they are doing that, to be honest. But
button
Manny, sure I think it's probably Manny.
Oh, oh yeah.
Filthy lucre. That's filthy lucre.
Commodity. I've heard of that.
I bet you have enough of it. A saucy little tat tat. In sort of 10 to 15 minutes, I'm actually going to have to jump off.
But, that's fine.
That's cool. I'm going to look forward to having my wonderful, rich Tory coffee tomorrow morning.
Yeah, as he's being pegged.
I really look forward to it. In my head, all I heard was anus fingering.
Really? You heard that from bloody hell.
I think it's
a Tony voice. Put your analyst on danger money, baby. That's all I can say.
That's his analyst.
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 Or therapist, which actually, if you say it in another way, just says the rapist.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you know what?
What?
That was a Borat movie, wasn't it?
It's probably.
Probably. It's sort of unfunny thing that cunt would do.
It was a meme, wasn't it, where they put the therapist sign on, but they put the sign on the door and it said, like, Dr. Dave Smith, therapist, but they run out of space, so it's Dr. James Smith, the next line.
Oh, no. Oh, no, really? Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's probably bullshit, but...
too cool, not. It'll probably be AI'd now, won't it? I saw this as a website where you can actually buy walking robots for as little as comparatively speaking to, you know, the tech, about 6,000 euros. It's mental.
You can get your Tory money in action, you can get a couple of those.
It would be quite good, actually. It would
and
be
then running
good.
Around the house? Walking.
Well, maybe by the time I'm fucking old and infirm, like next week,
Tomorrow, the
technology might be there. It's like, oh, I've got arthritis. Here, Jarvis, wank me off. What speed setting? Donna Summer. What mouth setting would you like? Set it to Holly Johnson, please.
Chinese six-way bot, the flashlight, neither end.
Right, okay.
With the abundance of fucking AI clips I'm seeing online now, which are like some reporter and an old person in front of a caravan and stuff like that, and it's all AI, apparently, we're not that far away. It's going to be coming very soon.
It will be coming very, very soon.
Yeah, yes. Online is just fucking covered in stuff. I pick up those people interviewing a 3-month-old baby where the baby's just talking shit, and there's the actual news where it's like... people just ripping their assholes out of just general news shows, but they're saying the truth rather than fucking, oh, let's make up some story about, oh, no, Israel's actually quite moral when they're fucking murdering everyone.
Yeah. You know what's weird about it all? What's weird about it all is a rational person's fear is, oh, my God, someone's going to create a video of me in AI doing something really terrible, and I'm sort of trying to explain myself that and say that's not me, it's AI. It's a fix. I'm being framed. All people will be thinking of fucking brilliant. I can do whatever I want, be caught on film. It doesn't matter because I could just piss off being AI.
It's going to happen, isn't it? Yeah, someone's going to be banged in the slammer for doing something. Yeah, probably the fucking
for getting banged in the slammer.
Yeah, fancy that, eh? Oh, goodness. Be afraid.
The video.
The South
video
Park
is Andrew Trump video. Off.
Oh, what?
What's that one?
No.
there's a South Park episode where they had Trump in bed, like the usual cartoons, Trump was in bed with Satan. And then they had people making ads for the next Trump campaign. But they've used AI, and Trump's wandering through the desert, just taking his clothes off, and then he's got this tiny little penis. And as he's sort of stepping through the desert, all bright and orange, and yeah, so their thinking was, well, this is obviously a parody, but for him to sue us, he has to prove that his penis is actually that small.
or
prove that it isn't that small. So
right,
yeah.
Oh goodness. God, they're probably going to end up dead or something, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. Well, that's all of us.
They were innocently eating an ice cream between script writing, and the ice creams unexpectedly exploded in their faces. Trump saying that it's blaming a migrant ice cream.
The thing is, nowadays, unless I see something in front of my eyes, I just don't believe it. I believe it or I don't believe it. It's just something that's like, yeah, right, whatever. Because remember when Trump got assassinated, stroke, not assassinated, just needed a bump up in the ratings.
Yeah, his amazing healing ear. Yeah.
But now there's a new video from a different angle where it shows someone directing photographers like, get here, because he's going to be standing up, and get here because he's going to be putting his hand up in a minute, sort of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's just like, for fuck's sake, I'm not going to believe anything I ever see ever again.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's
exactly what they want.
Yeah, the day will come. You're 100% right, Dom. The day will come and there'll be something presented. It's like, did that actually happen? I just had a pop-up saying the meeting's going to end in the not-too-distant future. Okay. That will rather force our hand for closing the proceedings.
Yeah. There's actually one of those FOMO brothers, one that used to be on MSNBC. Someone put a video of that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the Senate or the House in the US, but it was an AI, it was a deep fake of her just rambling on about someone's tits and someone else, and she was swearing and stuff. And then Chris Cuomo's like, oh, look at this. Look at these Democrats. They're just rambling on about this stuff. Oh, this is wokearati, blah, 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 blah. And he's tweeted that. She's going, mate, it's a deep fake. What are you talking about? This didn't even happen. Oh, yeah, but, oh, fuck.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, hey, look over there, dark people being bad. That's all right, okay.
Yeah. Look at the foreigners.
Yeah. All those boats coming over, they're a threat to us. They're not a threat. They're probably going to be the people working in the hospitals, putting you back together when the real shit kicks off, you stupid cunts.
Oh, it's not even that. There was some MP who retweeted or tweeted a video of... I'm at Southend now, and look at these migrants in their rubber dinghies coming across here. And the Coast Guard went out, and it turns out it's a bunch of people doing a charity row from Land's End to John O'Groats. So he's now, whoever it was, he's then gone on and like, oh, I was misinformed. I'm going to donate £1,000 to their charity. I think they're doing a wonderful job for MND or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. What? The charity that's like underwritten by him or something?
That
all counts out there. Isn't that right, Lena Lovitch? Yeah. See, she never lies. Right, well, we've got 5 minutes, so we better start being funny if the show's going to end in 5 minutes.
Oh, God, not again.
Podcast? Yeah. We're funny once, so we don't need to do it every time. God's
sake. Well, yeah. We were funny once, and it tasted rather awful, so we're not doing that again. Yeah.
What's that? That's two vampires eating a clown.
Do what, mate?
That's two vampires eating a clown, and one says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. Go and sit in the corner, you naughty boy. That was awful.
That is funny.
Fuck me dead with a jammy dodger. I've got no gigs booked next week. Do you know what? We could actually do another show next week as well.
Oh, nice.
Jesus. 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, that'd be quite revelry. It'd be like, almost like doing a proper podcast again. Flipping egg, Tucker. Right, so I guess we better wrap this up then. What are you doing next week, Kat?
This week I've got work. I've got two inspections for the house.
Arse.
For waterproofing and fixing stage.
Fanny
batter.
I'm
not really sure what that is. Yeah, I'll be eating loads of that. What else is going on? Not a whole lot. I'll probably just go to the gym.
Warts.
Gym.
On Tuesday we do arms, because if you want some thick mama called Maria letting you take it where you do diarrhea, then your pecs better be fucking swole. Have you seen that guy on TikTok? He's very, very funny.
No.
All right.
Really? Yeah.
I want to look at 14-year-old girls.
Me, I'm doing nothing. I've got 3 days of training, then 2 days catching up with other work. And now I've got 2 weeks off work. Yay.
You lazy fucker.
Oh, bollocks, man. I need it. My job is quite literally burning me out. I'm really looking forward to these 2 weeks of doing pretty much nothing.
We might get...
Oh, what?
I was going to say, you never go on holiday, you, do you? 2 weeks is off.
This year's been a bit of a funny one, to be honest. I think we're planning on going abroad next year. Malta is looking like the most likely destination. Yeah, I'll go to Japan at some point. Go to one of those vending machines that sells used knickers. That'd be cool,
wouldn't it? I'd love to.
Yeah.
Not your knickers. I'd love to go to Japan, I mean.
Smoke my flaps. Jesus Christ. Oh, say goodbye, Kat.
Goodbye, Kat.
Say something outrageous, Dom.
Oh, I can't like it. I don't like it when you put me on the spot.
That's what she said.
AIDS.
And we're clear. Right, okay, so we might get cut off in a second. But yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Well, there you go.
Can you, right.
What?
Clip Cat's laugh, looking outside to say, and then just put it on a loop for about 4 minutes at the end.
Oh, okay, I'm going to note that down because I will forget by the time. Yeah, I've already forgotten. Right, loop.
That was a good forceful laugh, that loop is laugh then.
Yeah, and I'll do that for about 20 minutes and piss off our listener. Brilliant. Awesome, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, then. Nice one, lads. Good to chat and sing. Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm going to go and shower, jump into bed, wait for my wife to roll in from her evening out. Selling pins. Oh, dear.
Yeah, fair enough.
Comb the mats out.
All right, then.
I'm going to go for another piss. It's been 55 minutes.
Oh, it's been 55 minutes. You've got to have another piss. Fair enough. I think I might piss in the shower because, you know, save time, innit?
From the toilet. Sit on the edge of the toilet. Piss
no,
toilet.
Just piss while you're showering, mate. It's fine. It's good for your feet.
Wow.
You know I'm leaving this in the podcast, don't you? you'd be
in the pool.
Piss wankers.
Absolute wankers. All right, see you guys.
All right, cheers, guys. Take it easy.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.